Welcome to the Wisdom Within podcast. This is season 4, episode 17, and tuning into the voices, questioning and asking yourself, are you listening to the voices within, the voices outside of yourself, and which voice is it that you're tuning into? Is it the voice of a friend or an enemy? Because our mind can be both, either supporting us as a friend or this judgmental enemy. And so I'm Sonia Lynn, your host and a transformational spiritual coach, mentor, minister, and breathwork and meditation teacher and facilitator, tuning into the innate wisdom that is within on your journey of self-discovery. And so dedicating exploring the wisdom that resides within each of us and questioning, you know, tuning into this profound art of listening to the intuition, the voice, the guidance from within, and in following the heart's whisper. Are you tuning in and listening to the calling from your heart? And is it being influenced, you know, external influences outside of yourself, you know, coming from doubt, from fear, or this trust and faith into this guidance and the messages and voices that that come forward? So in for some of us, this, you know, we all have different worlds, universes within us, and we all have, I don't know if there's still, you know, 7 billion people on the planet. We all have our own bubble and our own world. It's the lens, their perception of what we take in from our own senses. So often, you know, it's this misconception of what, you know, thinking that other people think the way that we do as an individual. And it's all about where our focus is. So, you know, there can be a lot of being bombarded by noise, from distractions, from societal expectations, or again, the opinions of others. So it can be a challenge to start to discern from our own inner voice and differentiate between. But within us each lies this, again, this unique symphony of thoughts, which then becomes the feelings and the actions and the results, and as well as this, the intuitions, this guidance, this intelligence that is waiting to be heard. And often, you know, this voice can be overshadowed by this external chatter, but the internal holds the key to our truest desires, passions, a purpose here. And it's, you can think of it as this compass, the guiding us along the path, the hero's journey to authenticity, true divine nature of who we are, and fulfillment. So there's this inner melody in when stepping away from the noise. So I've talked about, you know, quieting the mind to start to listen and follow the heart and your soul. So it's this art of listening, but not just with the ears, but with our hearts. And it takes the quieting of the mind, different practices, self-disciplines to quiet the mind, to open the heart. And it requires this faith, this trust, this courage, this earnestness, and this courage I've mentioned, you know, that's our natural state of peace, calm, and courage. Anxiety is not our natural state. So it's this shedding, this unlearning of these untruths to come to the truth in silence, this to go inward. That's that shift from that ego identity of who we thought we were to going inward and realizing that there is a universe within, and that rather than having a focus outside of ourselves and pointing the blame and the focus and our energy of tuning in to have the quiet reflection and introspection. And it's a sanctuary, this sanctuary within of this self-discovery that these gentle, you know, whispers. So paying attention to what is it that you're, you know, where is your focus? Where is your energy? And then where is it not? By having your focus and your energy there, what is it that you're not tuning into? So unlike, you know, the external voices that often seek to mold us according to society's expectations, the voice of the heart, this loving awareness, speaks one from that unwavering authenticity. Again, your true nature, from your center, your core, not from the dark, the fear of you know, in ignorance of unknowing and pushing down, but from this space of centered, from the heart space, and it knows. So are you listening to the voice of the fears and the doubts and others, or of your own that knows? Away from the fears, again, that the doubts, so this inner guidance, you know, sending these messages towards a life that is aligned with our soul, beyond the physical, beyond the mind, which we're not, but to our soul's purpose, and that journey from the mind to the heart, and then to our soul, of what really lights us up, what, you know, feels like, what drives us, tuning into the value system that doesn't feel like a have to, but a want to and a choose to. In heeding the call of the heart, again, it's trusting, learning to trust in your own wisdom, that guidance, that voice, however it comes, and away from the expectations of others or opinions or society, but this journey of self-discovery and self-empowerment, where we reclaim our autonomy and we are the author of our narrative. We are the creator of our reality, because our thoughts, our consciousness, become things, and really bringing in that awareness to what are the thoughts, and start to observe this loving, non-judgmental awareness. And so I just invite you to tune in and start to listen to these whispers, because when they're not listened to, they get louder and they don't go away. And these messages, whether they're in physical, you know, pain or areas of life that feel like you're just, you know, forcing through, there's messages here. You know, seeing where you feel like there's force, where is their flow, and start to embrace this inner wisdom, to unlock the potentials for life and create a more harmonious, as we're in this evolution to be homo harmonious and homo luminous, into peace and love and light, this melody that resonates with the essence of who you truly are, and not who maybe you thought you were or told to be from this limited being, but to the unlimited potentials that you are. So I'm going to keep this just short and sweet and invite you to live boldly from that wisdom within and just start to bring some awareness and go inward and ask yourself, where is the focus? Is it on someone else, something outside of yourself? Are these decisions feeling like like you're stuck, that you don't have choices, that you have to or should? Coming from a place of fear or love and trust, and just not judging, just bringing some awareness to where you are and who's been running the show. Is it other people's voices? Is it the mind? You feel like it's coming from this love consciousness following your heart and soul, because when we're in the present moment, we're out of this conflict of, should I do this, have to do this, judging what it is, and just coming to the present moment to start to observe and bring some greater awareness and start to, learn, follow the breath, quiet the mind, to have the answers you seek come forward and tune in to that loving voice that your friend, not the enemy, and following that voice of your heart to that true self, which is joy and love and peace and connection, away from that ego mind that is suffering, feeling separate from personal power and connecting to your whole being, and turning away from the distractions and the noise and the voices outside, because what it is that seeking is it's hungry for your heart, opening and creating some space for expansion, for that love that we want, and that love and that light that we are, and to be able to create space to allow and to attract more of that in through this global awakening, no matter where you are on your individual journey, in the collective consciousness, in the universe, for the global awakening. And if you want to check out the schedule for the next online breathwork, I don't have the dates here. I'm out in the national parks and going to an ashram this week, and just wanted to send a little love and light and inspiration and wisdom to the listeners. So thank you for listening and tuning in, and I really invite you to tune inward even more. And so there's some upcoming Mother's Day breathwork coming up. If you have, let's see, I believe May 8th or May 9th, maybe my next opening. If you want to schedule a private transformation call and just connect, just share where you're at. And we're going to quiet the mind and tune into what your heart and soul want. What is it that you've been pushing down or not listening to? And as individuals, we are the only one that hold the key to unlock the prison of our own mind and that suffering, and open up to listening to the whispers and the love of our heart, and that connection from our divine being with the Creator, to create a new reality for ourselves. In love and light, namaste.